This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today we're talking about friends. We're talking about friends versus frenemies. Are you dealing with a friend or are you dealing with someone that might be considered an enemy in your life? Many of us don't recognize the difference because we really haven't thought about it. We've been around someone for a long period of time and we assume that they're our friends, but they're really doing something that a friend would do. Are they really championing us? Are they there for us? Can we talk to them honestly without it getting out to everybody around us? Can we trust them? Are they empathic? And can we rely on them? And the same must be asked about ourselves, right? If we're questioning about that, we must ask ourselves, are we good friends to our friends? Because that's a huge deal. Because sometimes we can ask about the other person, but we got to make sure that we're doing the right thing too. And it's very important because we have to make sure that we're doing it, we're considering other people's feelings, and that when we're doing that, we want to make sure that other people are considering our feelings and are there for us for the long haul. Joining me in studio, Reggie Harvey. Reggie is the creator and author of Anatomy of a Patient. He's also a wellness champion, and he's going to be defining his idea of friendship versus frenemies while we're in studio today, and I think his perspective is much needed in this situation. Also, later on in the hour, Arnold Smith. Arnold Smith is the creator of the Connection app, and he's going to be joining us talking about friends and enemies and how to really understand the difference, as well as dealing with those lifelong friends and understanding how to really co-create an advancement in that relationship so you take that friendship into the next level. Maybe you were friends with them since you were in fifth grade or sixth grade, but actually, you know, building upon that friendship as we're into adulthood so that it can grow properly. Also, check out Art for Your Cause. Go to artforyourcause.com. It's an amazing website, artforyourcause.com, where artists and charities are connected together. The artists create the amazing artwork, and then people can buy the artwork and at the same time give a percentage of that to their favorite charity. The CEO of that company is Liz London, and Liz is going to be in studio with us later on this month, and it's going to be amazing to talk to her because she has an amazing perspective on art, but also, you know, about art in our life. It's not just about that. I think our own lives are artwork, right? The way we paint our lives, the way we structure our lives, the way we feel, the way that we show love to other people is an artwork all on its own. You know, so today's show, we're talking about friends, frenemies, that type of thing, and how to know, is somebody a true friend or are they a foe? And this is a big question, and many of us have to think about this because we're wondering, is this person reliable? Is this person somebody I can really trust? And I think one thing that we have to look at when we're thinking about a good friend and we're looking to see if they are a true friend is the fact that they can keep promises. One thing that I've realized in life is that a lot of people will make judgments, or they'll say, hey, I can do this, or they'll come out and they'll say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But when it comes down to it, they can't keep their promises. And it's interesting how we can go through the process and somebody will give us a promise and then they won't follow through. And then the next thing you know, they're going to give us another promise and we're teed up to accept that promise as well. And they don't follow through again. And so a true friend really follows through with promises. And really, I believe they're going to walk the walk that they talk. And I think that's a big one. And obviously, vice versa, we have to do the same thing. You know, Reggie, you know, when you're thinking about keeping promises, I mean, how important is that to you in a friendship?
Oh, it's very important. In fact, what I've learned later in life is that rather than try to keep everybody happy, which only confuses things, just be honest about it. If you don't feel good, which I learned from my issue with renal failure. If I don't feel good, I don't put myself in public. So if someone invites me to something and I know I'm not feeling well or that I've got a bunch of tests I'm going to have to do, then I just decline. I'm very sorry I'm booked or I can't make it. Don't try to explain it. Just be direct. Rather than show up being nervous because you don't have a lot of time to to spend, and you haven't told them that, and so you know you're going to duck out and leave them hanging. Just keep it simple. So the whole idea of promises is, if you make a promise, keep it. If something comes up and you can't keep it, call the person right away and just admit it. Tell them why, and that makes all the difference, rather than just don't show or just don't produce.
I agree with you, and I think that keeping promises is so important, especially in the world that we live in, how fast-paced everything is. We have to be able to trust somebody. We have to be able to put our trust in someone outside of ourselves. And I think that goes directly, and I think you might agree with me, Reggie, is the fact that people need to be not only reliable, but like you said, tell the truth. And I think that when people are reliable and we can rely on them and vice versa, right, that to me is not really a friend anymore. They've become a family member. And I think it's the family that we, it's the family that we didn't get, but it's the family we chose. And so reliability is the best thing, I think, because if someone really keeps their promises and they're reliable to you, I mean, nowadays with everything that's happening, you have to admit, it feels good when you have somebody that you can rely on.
Well, that's true. And my mom used to say, a family member has to earn your respect just like a stranger off the street. And so flip that around with what we're talking about here, how you engender that kind of a personal respect, mutual respect, actually, between two people. And one of them is keeping promises, being true to your word, being dependable, and being honest. It's all wedded together.
That's so true. And, you know, one of the things that I found, too, is that I think many of you out there listening to the show, whether you're listening here on USA Radio Network or listening on the line, listening on the radio or what have you, you've had some friends around you for a long period of time, and you've known them for a long period of time, but sometimes those relationships are not growing, and sometimes it doesn't feel like we're growing together. And I think that's an interesting aspect of friendship, is to look at the friendship and say, is this friendship evolving? Because I think a good quality friendship, it's not necessarily an enemy type thing, but I think a good quality friendship has to evolve into the people's lives and the way that we're living now. Because I've had some friends from middle school, and I adore some of them. Some of us have gone our separate ways because, quite honestly, one of the things that I find is that when people aren't supportive of you, and they don't support your endeavors, and they don't support what you're trying to do, even when you're at the depths of your lowest or you're the highest of high, when people don't support your efforts, no matter how long you've known them, I think that's when we kind of get into that frenemy situation. Because, like, if I'm going through a low point in my life or I'm going through a high point, I need support, and I'm going to give support back. But when you don't feel supported, don't you find that that's an interesting situation?
Well, yes, I do. When I entered middle school, around age 12, 13, my father pulled me aside without any explanation. He said, "Son, in your lifetime, you're going to be able to count your friends on one hand." Well, I just thought he was a mean old man. I'm thinking, that's ridiculous. I'm going to have more than five friends. What he actually meant was, you don't have enough life to invest in building and nurturing and grooming those friendships. There are a lot of people that you're going to meet that you would like, who are good prospects for becoming friends, but it takes effort. And so to build that kind of rapport that you were just talking about takes time, and you don't end up having enough of it to feed those people, to nourish them. And that's okay. Just realize that and learn how to be more selective about where you're going to invest your time and with whom that level of investment is going to have mutual, I don't want to say payback, but in a sense, value. That's what I want to say.
I agree with that. And I think it's interesting when you talk about investment, and I want to explore that real quick. When we invest in people and we take our time and effort with somebody, what that means to me, for all y'all listening. I think it might make the same to you. It's spending time with somebody. It's getting to know where they stand. It's getting to know their values. It's getting to know what they believe in. It's being a part of the stuff that they're doing. It's including them in the stuff that you're doing. It's inviting them over to your house. It's having them be a part of your life. And I know that this sounds a little odd, but my thing is that when you're really a good friend of somebody, they know all the facets of you. Like a really good friend, if you're talking about a solid, what we call a bestie nowadays, a bestie needs to know all the good, all the semi-okay, all the not-so-great, and they need to be happy with it, and they need to be good with it, and they need to know all sides of you, because there's different aspects. Like when we're talking about friends versus frenemies, we're talking about two things, but we're not talking about the fact that, yes, we have friends, we have besties, we have acquaintances, we have folks that we know at work that we just kind of know as a passing, and so we don't want to confuse some of those other types of people. Not that they're bad, they're great people, but we don't want to confuse that person with somebody that I would consider a friend for life.
Well, that's so true. And when I got sick and had to leave work and concentrate on my therapy for the renal failure, I realized that I had been so addicted to my work life that there were a whole lot of people that I had touched throughout my career whom I had not spent time with. And somehow, when I needed people in my illness, those people showed up, which shocked me because I felt guilty that I hadn't invested the time with them. So I made a commitment to myself that now, since I have the time, I'm going to spend quality time with those people and get to know who they really are. And it has been amazing learning about the depth and the character of those people. And I'm so blessed and honored that they tolerated my career. They knew that I was not ignoring them, but I just didn't take the time to reflect back on them. And in a lot of cases, I didn't realize that, you know, we do little things not for any future payback, but sometimes those little things, a thought, a saying, a touch, a hug, at the time we do it, is life-altering for that other person. And then we're so busy with our life, we don't realize that. I had a gentleman I used to work with, and he said, he's not a real touchy-feely person. He's real hard nails. And he said, you know, 15 years ago, you sent me a card. And he said, you wrote something special in that card. And he said, I kept that card. Well, I almost fainted. He said, now, I know you don't remember even giving me the card, but I know that what you wrote in the card, you really meant it at the time you wrote it, and it was what I needed, and it turned my life around. Well, I was floored because I found out about this 15 years later, and he was right. I didn't even remember giving him a card, and he's the last person who would keep a card. But it meant something to him, and it just underscored to me how important it was, or how lucky I was that even though I didn't give a lot back to people, they decided that I was still worthy of their attention and they were willing to wait. Now, I'm not saying that you should make that mistake, but I learned from my mistake. But you're absolutely right. It's investing. That investing part is key. And that's why my father meant you can't count your friends, your true friends, on more than one hand. If you can, they're not your true friends.
So true, so true. When we return, we'll be talking more about friends versus frenemies, how to understand what is what and who is who. Because in our life, we need to know. We need to spend time with the right people. We need to be spending time with people that care about us and we care about them. Because that's how we propel each other's life forward and aid in the joy and happiness in one another's life. Don't forget, later on, Arnold Smith will be joining us with the Connection app, and he will be giving his perspective on friends versus frenemies, and this is going to be a great rest of the show, so stay tuned. Don't leave, okay, because we have a lot of stuff to talk about. So live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in, well, you know it, I'll be back this time in two shakes. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers, sell your work, and give back all in one place. artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley and start your journey today.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits will make your partner happy. Uh-oh. Has your relationship developed the dreaded roommate syndrome? Don't worry. You can cure the roommate syndrome just by making a few small changes. The Connection app for couples will help you practice the habits proven to generate intimacy and trust so you can feel that honeymoon feeling again. Did we mention you could win a vacation just for playing? To learn more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Full contest details in-app.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
And jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about friends versus frenemies, how to know the difference. Sometimes we don't actually always know. Sometimes we might be uncertain. Sometimes things might not be as clear. And I know many of you out there say, well, I think I know. I think I have an idea. And I definitely think that there's one way that we know. And Reggie, we were just talking on break about this, that it's all about the person that's willing to help you out no matter what.
Exactly. For me, a friend is someone you can call at 3 a.m. in the morning and ask to be rescued from a remote country road in the rain or snow without justification and free of charge, and know with confidence that the true friend will come without hesitation, that they'll actually show up. Now, they may rib you for being stupid and irresponsible, but they will show up nonetheless. That's a friend.
You're right about that. It's like they're going to show up. And I've been in those situations before, but I've also been on the other side of that coin. You know, I've been the person that they've called. I've been the person that, you know, you go, how'd you end up in this situation? And I'm not trying to judge, and I'm not getting down on them. But, you know, I just want to know. But I get there, and I show up, and I do it, even when I don't want to do it. But I do it because I know that they're a friend, and I care. And it also lets me know that they actually know that I'm a friend. And that's a big deal.
Yes, because out of everybody they could have called, you're the one in their weakest and most embarrassing moment that they were willing to trust to tell you that they need rescuing.
And be able to deal with the judgment. Because, you know, a lot of times when we do something bonehead and we end up in a situation we shouldn't be in, and we get there and we go, oh, God, you know, now I'm really in high water. How am I going to deal with this? Now, who am I going to trust to get me out of this? Who am I going to trust with telling them that I'm in this type of situation? Know the fact that they're probably going to make fun, but I know that the buck is going to stop there.
Right.
And nobody's going to find out about it outside. I don't have to worry about saving face, that sort of thing.
Right. And also, they'll probably show up with stuff that they think you might need. Realizing you're the, like you said, they need to know your profile. They need to know the good, the bad, and the in-between. So they can say, okay, if they're in this situation, they probably don't have this and they probably don't have that. I'll take that with me too.
Mm-hmm.
So that they're ready for the crazy that they're going to encounter.
And they know what to expect, and I think that's the biggest deal. And I think one of the caveats out of what you just said was that when you are real friends with people, you tell them the stuff that other people you just don't tell. You tell them about that kind of stuff, and you trust the fact that you can. So, for an example, if, you know, somebody in your family, if your husband or your wife has lost a job, or if you've lost a relative, or you've been dealing with depression, or going through a situation, or something happened that's doesn't make you look in the best of light, you can tell this person and know that it's not going to go anywhere. And that trust factor is such a big deal. And I think that's one of the biggest things, one of the biggest caveats of a good friend.
Right. And you don't have to apologize for that. It's okay for them to be upset, to be embarrassed and all of that stuff. You don't participate in it. You don't enable it. You just let it happen and let them know, well, when you calm down, I'm here.
Exactly. I'll be there for you. And that's the thing, is that I think that also another thing too about friendships, and I want to talk about this real quick, is that people need to have empathy. We have to have empathy for our friends. We have to have feelings of care. And I think that when we have feelings of care, that also resonates as well, because if I care about you and I show you that I care, I don't have time for the judgment on that. I'm there. I'm there to help you. I'm a friend. I'm helping a friend in need, and I'm glad to be there.
I've had to tell several people over the years this one little phrase, look, my goal is to never do you harm. Remember, this is me you're talking to, and my goal is to never do you harm. If you're mad at me for something that you've screwed up in your head because you're in this situation, I'm not going to feed into that. I'm not going to try to explain anything. I'm not going to debate it with you. Just that my purpose was to not do you any harm.
I like that. I like that. When we return, we'll be talking more about the difference between a friend or a frenemy, how to really understand who's there for you. I mean, and also, are you also looking at your friendships and being sure that you're also there for them? Because this is a big deal. It's a two-way street. Stay tuned. Arnold Smith from the Connection app will be joining us in just a few minutes. Reggie Harvey's in the studio with me. And Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
There is nothing better than seeing that look in your partner's eyes. No, not that look. The other one. You know, when their eyes are filled with love for you. Unfortunately, modern life can be so demanding that you may be seeing that look less often than you would like. When you use the Connection app for couples, you'll be practicing the habits that make that look happen, so you can see it every day. To learn more about the Connection app for couples, find our ad on AshleyBurgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The Connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other Connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on AshleyBurgess.com. Warning, practice.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said that the U.S. economy is facing some risks at the moment, but overall it's in a good place, and the Fed's main job is to keep it there as long as possible. Powell noted that unemployment is half a century low and inflation is running close to the Fed's 2% target. While Fed officials believe they have the correct strategy and tools to extend the current record-long expansion, it's important to examine whether any changes could improve the Fed's handling of the economy. Security forces continue to open fire directly at hundreds of anti-government demonstrators in central Baghdad, killing at least 10 and injuring dozens of others hours after Iraq's top Shiite cleric warned both sides to end 4 days of violence before it's too late. The death toll has raised to 53 people killed in the clashes during the continuing protests and marked a sharp escalation in the use of force against unarmed protesters. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about friends. We've been talking about frenemies. Some of you might know them as enemies. And the signs of knowing when you're dealing with a true friend or when you're not. You know, more often than not, we might not know the signs of being around someone that truly cares about us. We might not know the signs of someone that might, well, not have our best interests at heart. And when we don't know that information, well, it can be tragic. It can be problematic, and it can lead to problems. We can feel bad, we can get upset, and we can feel as though the world is against us because we want to have good friends, and good friends help us to live our life. You know, Reggie Harvey has joined us in studio. He is the author of Anatomy of a Patient. And joining us by phone, Arnold Smith. Arnold is the creator of the Connection app. And the Connection app allows us to connect and to connect with our loved ones. You know, a lot of times, what do? We are preoccupied. We don't take that time and effort to really connect with our spouse, our girlfriend, our boyfriend. And we kind of take it for granted. And I had it the other day. I was just thinking, you know, I've been married for 16 years, and it's interesting how sometimes I take it for granted. I don't mean to, but it's just been around so long, and it's not until I'm about to leave or walk out the door to go to work or go on a business trip that I sit there and I go, man, you know, I've been so preoccupied, and I haven't really spent time on my marriage. I've been working so hard, but I haven't been working on that. You know, Arnold, it's great to have you on the show because I know that you're going to bring a wealth of knowledge to this because friends are so important. I mean, and it's hard sometimes to see the signs between a friend or a frenemy.
Well, absolutely. And thanks for having me on, Ashley. You know, it's amazing in our lives how much friends mean to a fulfilling life. You know, a personal story, when I was in my 20s, I had thought, oh, I'm going to be a millionaire by the time I'm 25. And I wasn't. So I was like really depressed. But I looked around at my life and I saw that I had all these people in my life that cared about me. And it occurred to me like that was really one of the true riches of being alive is when you have people who care about you. And so I think it's really super important to take a look at your life and see, do you have people that are really making you happy? Because I mean, it's so fundamental to really living the life that you want. Don't you agree?
I totally agree. And you're right about it. You know, a lot of us, we kind of get all wrapped up in money, and it's important. We all need money to survive and to live, and I get that because I'm feeling it as well. But you're right. The love of family members and friends especially really propel your life forward in such a great way.
Yeah, totally. And it's amazing how when you think about or you look at your life and you think, how do friends happen? And many times they almost happen by default. Like you went to high school, you met with this crew, or you started a job or at university or wherever it was. And then they kind of continue on in your life. And sometimes, you know, they just keep showing up by default, but often don't recognize or actually take a look at how is this person contributing to my life? And I'm not suggesting you want to dump friends. But I think it's important to actually just take a look at, is this person adding to my life? And if not, then you got to take an action.
That's true. And, you know, that's something that we have to evaluate. And I think everybody listening, whether you're listening on the radio or listening online, you know, I think this is so important because when we don't really take an inventory, we really don't know what we're dealing with, and we really don't know who we really can trust. And I know some of us have also had friends for a long period of time. And, you know, they've been around. Now, you have to really look at those folks, too. And I'm not trying to, you know, put question in everybody's mind, but we have to look at ourselves and say, am I being a good friend? Okay, am I being a good friend of my friends? Do I have their back? Am I being straight up and truthful and honest and giving and basically helping them in any way I can? Or am I not? That's the first thing we have to look at. But if we are giving it our all and really there and participating as a real friend, we've really got to look at those folks. No matter how long they've been in our life, we have to really evaluate, are these people really our friends?
Absolutely. And, you know, when we started out with the research with the Connection app, I mean, originally we thought we studied couples and the most successful couples, and we wanted to learn what are the habits of the most successful couples. And so that's where the Connection habits were born from that. But as we continued our research, we realized that these Connection habits are actually the foundation of every healthy relationship. And so if you look at that and you reflect with your friends, you might ask these questions like, do they believe in you? I mean, it is so powerful to have a friend who just believes that you can be successful. We actually talked about that in a previous show, which was so good. And just how powerful it is to have people. And so it's a really great measure to see, do I want to have this person in your life? Because when you surround yourself with people who believe that you can be successful, and not only that, tell you that they believe in you and why they believe in you, then you have, it's someone that you really want to keep around.
That's true. And it's also, you're right about the belief system. That's the key, is that, you know, when we're doing things in life, and some of the ways that you can understand if somebody really is there for you or not is, you know, somebody that's a cheerleader, somebody that checks in, you know, hey, you know, I know that you're working on this and I'm really proud of you. You know, a lot of times, you know, when people are silent and quiet, you know, we're so busy, and it's not that everybody's got to cheerlead us all the time, but you know, there's some things that we kind of let kind of fall by the wayside and we really don't see, because I know that when somebody's going through something really important or they're working on something, I really try to at least send a text and say, hey, really proud of you. Keep on going. I know it's tough. You know, but sometimes, you know, we see people fall out of our friendships when we're going through a tragedy, like we're going through a death or we're going through an illness. And that can be really, you know, debilitating. And that can be really painful if it's been a friend for a long time. But on the flip side, when things might be going well, and you might be getting very successful, and maybe you haven't been as far as monetarily is concerned or business is concerned, because some of us, you know, we're better at certain things than others and we have to work at other things. So maybe for the first time you're becoming successful, and that's also kind of upsetting the apple cart on the friendship as well. And that's something that we have to look at too.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, people can be really confronted by your success or by your failures. And, you know, that I think it is when people just keep showing up and they're there for you and they stay positive. I mean, I think that is a really good sign for the kind of person you want in your life. I mean, ultimately, I think it's about how people make you feel. And, you know, if they're around and they're always offering you advice, sometimes that occurs like not very helpful. I mean, like mom and dad, I mean, they, of course, love you to pieces, but they're often terrified for you, and so they're always giving you advice like, are you sure that's a good idea? Now, I'm not going to pigeonhole every single parent in the world, but oftentimes we can have people in our lives who are concerned for our well-being, and but how they express it is in the form of advice or perhaps maybe being critical of your choices. Like, are you sure that's a good idea? And you really want to, those people are in the danger zone. Right? Most of the time it's really in, you know, well-intentioned. But you want to make sure that they understand and create some healthy boundaries around making sure that how they're communicating to you is actually helping you, as opposed to creating more fear and preventing you from taking action.
That's true, too. And it's interesting, you know, it's always been easier to give people advice than to take our own, right? You know, it's always interesting when you have folks that want to give advice constantly, and I agree, you know, you get those folks around you. One of the things that I've realized, too, just a side note, is that sometimes when we find ourselves in that situation where somebody's always giving it advice, we kind of got to step back and analyze, has there been a time in our life where we've been constantly needy of advice? And has that person just kind of stepped into that role? And a lot of times one of the ways that we can do that to see if somebody's really a friend or if they're just like there to hear themselves talk is just to sit back and be honest with them and say, hey, I really care about you and I really appreciate your friendship. I know that there's been times in the past where, you know, you probably thought I couldn't get out of this paper bag. And there were times when I asked you how to get out of the bag, right? But now at this time, I've really made some changes in my life and I'm working at it and I appreciate your advice, but right now I really don't need it. And that's something that's interesting, because a lot of times we don't realize the roles that people stepped into because of the different places we were in our life. And that's even with family, too. Like, some people will tell me as a therapist, you know, my family have gotten, they've encroached on my freedoms. They're asking me all these questions all the time. They're always checking on me. But if you go back 2 or 3 years ago, you know, their life was really out of control. You know, and it's like when your life's out of control and you're dealing with addiction or you're dealing with some other things, some people will step into that role, and now it's time that you've taken back over your life, that you no longer need somebody to take over your life. And so sometimes it's just about, it might not be a frenemy or a foe, but it might be someone that thinks that they have to play this role for you, and now it's time to create some boundaries and express to them, hey, I really appreciate you, but right now I finally kind of figured it out.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. And, you know, ultimately, as people, we are ruled by our habits. And, you know, oftentimes we look at that just as what we do. But we also have habits of how we are with people. So when this person shows up, I react this way. And you can often see that with your family. When your family shows up, all of a sudden you find yourself reacting or acting in ways that you hadn't acted in years. because they trigger that response. And so oftentimes you get into a habit of a relationship. And ultimately, the best relationships evolve over time. So they're really present with who you are now, and they can see, and then you can see the evolution. And, you know, they're not just acting from an old tape, but they're really with you in this moment, and you can see that friendship evolve over time of how you interact. And I think that's a really good sign of someone you want to keep in your life when they've been in your life for a while, and it's not just the same thing over and over again. You can see how your friendship has developed or deepened or evolved to match who you are becoming. And I think that's a really key sign for success.
That's so great. And I love what you said, Arnold. This is perfect because real friendships evolve. Okay, it's just the way of it. We have to evolve over time. We can't just stay in eighth grade or when we were 16 or when we were 21, because I've had relationships where they felt stuck. You know, it's like we kept reliving the old times, talking about the old times, talking about the club days, you know what I'm saying? And you're thinking, oh, yeah, I remember back when we were at the club all the time and we were talking about that. And I remember a couple of relationships kind of fell by the wayside because we couldn't get past that. We seemed to not be able to get past that. Not that it was a bad friendship, not that they were an enemy, but our evolution had kind of come to a halt. But with other friendships, it was easier to kind of basically resurrect it and create a new chapter and multiple new chapters. But it takes effort from both people to really care enough to want to have that person in your life in a new capacity and vice versa. And that's what I've realized is that when both people aren't wanting the same thing, you know, if both people aren't wanting to come out of the club days, one wants to stay there and one wants to leave, that's not going to work. But if both people are like, you know, hey, we have a lot to grow on, we've gone through a lot and we're here and we've lived to tell the tale, and let's go on and capitalize on that, that's a friendship that can last for a whole lifetime.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, and I don't think you need to make that person wrong. I mean, sometimes we think like, oh, why isn't this person, you know, being the way I want them to be? And sometimes that's just, you know, you need to let people be on their own path. And when you do that, you can allow some generosity. But, you know, when you examine your life and you think about who are the people that I want to have in my life right now, who are the kind of people that are going to support me to be successful? And sometimes, like, we think that, oh, these are our friends, I'm kind of stuck with them. And we don't think, well, actually, we can go out and make new friends. Like, if you're, you know, just starting a business or an entrepreneur, you know, being around other successful entrepreneurs is extremely powerful. They can teach you. They show you how you need to be. They can go in the struggles with you. But if nobody in your life is doing what you're doing, then, you know, it can really be a struggle because you can feel really isolated. And so I think oftentimes we just let these friendships happen by default, and we don't actually go and create the kind of friendships we want to be or we want to have. And, you know, so that can often just make us feel stuck and isolated.
That's so true. And also we have to get right with ourselves. It's not just about, you know, because some people, we have a tendency, I know when I wasn't really right with myself, I just wanted to be around other people because I didn't want to be on my own. And I was still dealing with that, you know, because I didn't feel like I had value standing on my own. I felt like I needed other people, or I needed to take care of other people to make myself whole. And I think that's a big issue as well.
Yeah, and I think what you said at the beginning was really true, is you want to look at yourself and how you're being in a relationship. I mean, are you the kind of person that makes people feel good? Are you the kind of person that believes in other people and tells them about it? Do you condemn people for their bad habits, or do you really express how much you admire them? Do you celebrate your success, or do you complain all the time? I mean, these are the kind of things that if you can do that for other people, then that's actually also what you'll attract. So ultimately, I think that at the beginning, you hit it right in the head, is you look at how you're being and how you want to be as a friend. And ultimately, if you're not getting that back, it'll come out in stage. But that's a great place to start if you want to have great friends.
That is awesome. Arnold, I look forward to seeing you back next week on the show, Live Your True Life Perspectives. And in the meantime, go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on that radio show page, and click through to the Connection app, and you can really learn a lot about that. And we'll be talking more about it here and just in the next show next week as well.
Thanks, Ashley, and have a great week, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. Well, I'll be back this time.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about friends versus frenemies and how to know the difference. Right before the break, we actually talked to Arnold Smith from the Connection app, and we talked about friends versus frenemies and how to understand, and I really loved his perspective. And in our last segment, I really want Reggie and I to really focus on two things. One thing that can happen, even after a friendship that might have been a long-lasting friendship, is what I call undercover jealousy and competition. And I've found that when somebody, one person in the friendship begins to have that undercover jealousy, that's when the friendship can start spiraling out of control. Or that personal competition that one person doesn't even know about.
Right. And usually this crops up when one party suddenly believes the other party is in a position to compete with them or take something that they covet, whether or not they've ever voiced that or not. And when you encounter that happening, when someone seems to flip upside down on you, what I've learned the hard way is there's nothing you can do to fix that. You have to let the other person climb down off the skyscraper and decide to rekindle the relationship. Because if you try to explain it or ask questions about it, it only makes it worse because they're not listening. They're in their little space and they've just decided you are the enemy. And you haven't done anything. That's the key that this is what's going on. You haven't even possibly seen this person or even talked to this person in a day or two or a week or whatever. And then suddenly the next time you encounter them, they're like on the other side of the looking glass.
Mm-hmm. No, I get what you're saying. And one of the things that's interesting about what you said is that we might not even know what's happening. Once you do realize that something like this is happening, sometimes it can be very covert. It could be that you had an announcement or something happened good with you at work or something, and they were the ones that just kind of didn't participate. You know, maybe you put something out on social media, on Facebook, something happened, you know, that you were very proud of, and they might have been one of the people that didn't comment, didn't say anything. And so it can be very undercover. And those are the things that you don't have to look for them, but when you do see them, it's definitely a red flag, and it's not to just continue that same direction. It's to either find out what's going on, to really kind of say how you feel, and then decide where the friendship goes from there.
Right. And again, remember that it takes two people. So you can't fix it. If you go into the questioning or the analysis with the goal of trying to fix it, that is not going to work. Because you can't fix the other person.
And you don't even know what's engaging them because
right.
to do this, right? And
right.
one of the things, I've dealt with this before, where I've had to call somebody out in a positive way, and I did it, and I said, hey, you know, I'm seeing this, and I'm seeing that, and I'm not competing with you, and I'm not trying to do what you do, and you do what you do great, and I do what I do great. And it made them kind of seethe even more. And so I finally just asked the question, you know, what's going on here? And when I finally got that, I said, I think you need to take some time and do your thing. And we need to figure out what's happening. But that's for you to decide because I can't change your mind because you've made this mind up for whatever reason.
And that's when I use it's never been my intention to do you harm. I don't go into this like, if I harmed you in any way. No. It's never my intention to do you harm, period. I'll leave it there.
That's really good. And I think many people out there have gone through this. We've dealt with it. Reggie, nice. I love what you said. Lasting thoughts for our audience today, because I think it's all about just being able to see who's real, who's your real friend, and just being a friend of yourself, right? What do you think about that?
Well, about 40 years ago, while vacationing in Sedona, Arizona, I stumbled on the following anonymous Native American proverb. And it said, a friend is someone to whom one may pour all the contents of the heart, chaff and grain alike, knowing that the gentlest of hands will catch them, sift them, keep that which is worth keeping, and with the kindest of breath, blow the rest away. That has just stuck with me for the last four decades, and it has always rung true. That's that ability to tell someone, you know, I fell off the wagon, whatever happened. And they don't hate you, they don't judge you, as you were saying earlier. They accept it, and they're there to counsel you or there to empathize with you.
Great show, Reggie. I can't wait to see you in the studio next week. I love that. And for everybody listening, don't miss out. Go to the website. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, BERGES.com. Click on the radio show page, and you can click on Reggie Harvey. You'll see his picture, and that'll click right through to his website so you can read more about anatomy of a patient as well as his journey. Also, check out the Connection app right there and Art for Your Cause right on the radio show page. And also, check out my YouTube channel when you get a chance. Go to YouTube. Put in Ashley Burgess, new video content every single week on relationships, overcoming toxic relationships, and the list goes on. Stay tuned. We'll be back next week and live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. Well, you know it. We'll be back this time, and three shakes.
Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work, connect with art lovers, sell your work, and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.